Hi, and welcome to this audio training lesson from Speak More Clearly. In this lesson, we're going to learn about the main stressed syllable in compound words. So, as I've said in the blog, you need to start attuning your ear to which syllable is the main stressed syllable. So, one of the things, how can you tell? One is start listening for it. So obviously it's the syllable that is, the vowel is held slightly longer, it's emphasized more, pitch is higher, and the volume is a bit louder. But if that's hard to do, because sometimes it is in some of these compound words, you can look it up in the dictionary and see which is the stressed syllable, and then you'll know which one to put the emphasis on. Or you can try saying the word different ways. So, for instance, the word also, if I say it with the stress on the first syllable, also, that sounds one way. If I say it with the stress on the second syllable, also, it doesn't sound right. So you can play around with a word that way as well. You can see which sounds like you hear people say it around you. Okay, let's go through some of these words. Now, the other thing that I've done here, so all of the words that I've chosen have the same stress pattern for British, American, and Australian. That isn't always the case, so that's why you have to attune your ear or stress different syllables and see which way the word sounds for the way that the people around you are saying it, depending on which accent. Okay, the other thing that I've put into this practice is every sentence has a contraction in it. So don't avoid it. I don't want to hear they do not want to come anymore. They don't. I don't want to hear she is friends. I want she's. So practice your contractions at the same time as well. That makes your speech sound more flowing. Okay, so any more. Any more. More is stressed, the main stressed syllable. They don't want to come anymore. And the next one, everybody, everybody. You can hear I'm holding the vowel on slightly longer, everybody. And it's not everybody. It has a silent syllable in it. Excuse me. The er or er is silent. So it's every, straight from the V to the R. Okay. She's friends with everybody in the room. And the next one, online. Now I'm doing it. On is the main stress syllable. They're online at the moment. And the next one, timetable. So time is the stressed, main stress syllable. Time, making it longer. If you're practicing other accents besides the Australian accent, which is the one I'm using at the moment, just use the vowels and consonants, but mainly the vowels from the accent that you're practicing. So if there's an R in the word, you do the American R or the British R or the Australian R. Or if there's a diphthong, like timetable, A, so for the American, and A for the Australian, and A for the British. So just substitute whatever vowels or consonants you need to be practicing. At the moment, we're practicing the stress, though. Okay. Timetable. We're finalizing the timetable today. I don't want to hear we are. We're finalizing. We're. And the word we are shortened is the same as if I say I wear a pink blouse. It's the same word. Okay? So American wear, wear, and British wear, and Australian wear. Okay, the next word, chairman. So the chair is the stressed syllable, and man, the at is de-stressed to be a schwa, man. Man. Chairman, not chairman. I'll speak to the chairman. Chairman. And the next one, elsewhere. So this time it's the second syllable that is stressed, the where. Elsewhere. We're not happy with this place, so we're going to look elsewhere for a new car. And the next one is become. Become. The come is the stressed syllable, the main stressed syllable. It's become green. And the last one, around. So round is the main stress syllable. And the A becomes a schwa. So it's it's short. It's not A round or A round. It's round. Around. And the owl is stretched out. And the sentence, what have you put around the post? What have you put around the post? Okay, well done, and happy practicing, and bye for now.